A lot of people think that, oh, you got the creation evolution issue here, so as long as I teach my kids about creation, that's what's important. But then you got geology over here and history over here and English and so on. Christians, a lot of them, just don't understand, and by the way, the secularists don't understand either, that every one of us has a set of presuppositions that determine how we think. And a lot of times for many Christians, they don't realize that their kids are being indoctrinated in a philosophy that starts with man determining truth, that's a presupposition, and they're trying to add Christian morality in up here on that foundation, and even, you know, believe in creation up here. They need to understand that the Bible is not just a book of stories, it's not just a book of morality, it's not just a book of spiritual things. The Bible is a book of history, it's a revelation from God. We are finite, fallible beings who know nothing compared to what God knows, and the Bible is our starting point where we start with that revelation to build an entire way of thinking in every area of life. Now, as far as secular education, they start with man determines truth, and so therefore that's the foundation to build their entire way of thinking in every area of life. And a lot of times Christians think, as long as we're adding God into that system, or we're adding in Christian morality, that we're making it Christian. You can't Christianize something from the top down. It has to start from the foundation up. And so we really do have to understand, as we do here at the Creation Museum, one of the first rooms people walk into is our starting points room. We help people understand there are only two starting points to understand reality, which really means there are only two religions. You either start with God's word or man's word. And because we're sinners, then we, in our heart, are against starting with God's word. The temptation in Genesis 3, you can become as gods. You decide truth for yourself. We are so easily led to conform our way of thinking to the world instead of to God's word because of our very nature. So we have to work extra hard to make sure that we're starting with the right foundation, that is God's word. And that's what we help people understand. You either start with God's word or man's word. If you try to mix those together, once you put man's word, which is fallible, in with God's word, your starting point is man's word. We've got to have, there's two distinct foundations, God's word, man's word. On the basis of that, two totally different worldviews that cause you to then interpret the same evidence in different ways. And the battle's not really up here. The battle's really down here.